Tristan and Isolde hear nothing. Brangaena comes down and sees them in the embrace, and she realizes what she has done. She's horrified. She starts saying, "Woe is me, woe is me, inevitable, endless distress instead of a quick death. Misleading truth, deceitful work now blossoms pitifully upwards," and she tries to break them apart. The jaws of life, my friends, could not separate these two at this particular moment. Tristan, bewildered, "What did I dream of Tristan's honor?" And Isolde sings, "What did I dream of Isolde's disgrace?" And Tristan sings, "Are you lost to me?" And she responds, "Have you repulsed me?" And of course, he says, "False magic's nasty trick." And she says, "Foolish wrath's vain menace." But despite the fact that he knows that it's magic and that her vanity has led to this moment, they can't stop it at all. Tristan sings, "Isolde, sweetest maiden," and "Isolde, Tristan, most beloved man." And they continue in one of the most extraordinarily and passionately beautiful love duets of all time, all place. Eventually, of course, Tristan's man, Friday, Kervanol, comes down and says, "Tristan, it's time to greet the king and time to deliver the bride." And Tristan says, "What king?" And they says, "King Mark." And he goes, "There's a king." Tristan is completely befuddled, hasn't a clue. And frankly, neither does Isolde. Now, we cannot listen to this entire scene, but we will be able to listen to enough to get from Tristan's drinking and Isolde's drinking through the quivering and quaking and shaking and eye contact and finally the embrace and then that extraordinary bit of love duet. Let's listen at least that far and draw some conclusions of this all too brief examination of Wagner and Tristan and Isolde. Act 1, Scene 5.